SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia. Dapatkan lebih banyak lagi cerita bagus di sbs.com.au/Indonesia.
Pendengar sekalian, pindah ke negara lain dalam jangka panjang seringkali disertai dengan berbagai cobaan emosional. Saat para migran mengalami kejutan budaya dan beradaptasi dengan lingkungan asing, banyak yang sering merasakan perasaan terlantar atau kehilangan identitas yang kompleks. Jadi, apa yang bisa dilakukan para migran untuk mengatasi dan merasa utuh lagi? Berikut ini sebuah rangkuman tentang hal tersebut yang disusun oleh Claudiana Blanco untuk SBS News. Kesedihan dalam konteks migrasi sangat berlapis. Di luar tekanan kejutan budaya awal dan gelombang kerinduan atau kesulitan yang ditimbulkan dengan kendala bahasa, banyak migran dan pengungsi mengalami serangkaian kerugian nyata dan tidak nyata yang dapat sangat mengkikis kesejahteraan dan hubungan mereka. Dr. Grant Belansky, pemimpin klinis di Beyond Blue, mengatakan bahwa kesedihan yang berhubungan dengan migrasi dapat bermanifestasi dalam berbagai cara.
It can be psychological, sort of sense of sadness or shock or angry or guilty. It can be physical elements of poor sleep, tiredness, feeling run down. And a lot of people who are grieving find they have sort of secondary fallout sometimes, you know, whether conflict at home or conflict at work or sometimes using alcohol.
Kesedihan migrasi sering diperparah dengan kehilangan ambigu, yaitu jenis kehilangan yang tidak jelas dan tidak terdefinisi. Sifat kehilangan yang ambigu berarti penutupan emosional dan menjadi sulit untuk dipahami.
When someone grieves and they've had some sort of loss, most commonly the loss is very identifiable. You lost a loved one or pet, or you lost a job, or you lost your house, and it's very identifiable, and you're sad and you're angry and you're upset, but it's got a sense of closure about it. Whereas ambiguous loss is when there's some degree of lack of clarity about the loss. So it's very hard to manage that grief and come to terms with things.
Dr. Blasky menjelaskan, para migran seringkali mengalami banyak kerugian. Ini mungkin terasa lebih parah segera setelah kedatangan mereka dan masa penyesuaian yang sulit.
Things like geographic separation from everything they know, might be adjusting to an unfamiliar climate. They may find their sense of identity has changed. They may find they have a drop in their social status. Some of our migrants, some of our refugees have had an extreme struggle for survival and have had some very traumatic events happen to them. They've also got the challenge of communication, everything from formal language through to understanding the everyday banter.
Psikolog klinis kelahiran Uruguay, Jorge Aroche, adalah CEO layanan New South Wales untuk perawatan dan rehabilitasi korban penyiksaan dan trauma atau disingkat STATS, yaitu sebuah organisasi yang menawarkan dukungan kesehatan mental kepada para pengungsi yang baru datang. Ia percaya kesedihan migrasi seringkali berasal dari kombinasi kehilangan faktual dan tidak dapat dihitung, dan kehilangan yang tidak dapat dihitung, seperti kehilangan rasa keakraban, keterikatan pada teman, dan menjadi bagian dari jaringan pendukung.
We may grieve our friends, our relatives, people that we love, places that we love. And that is a grief about tangible things that we left behind and we don't no longer have access. That migratory grief, I think, relates also to things that are less tangible. Things like the identity or status you used to have, either in a formal setting, like work associated with what you were recognized as in your country, but also the informal status that you might have had in your social network.
Aroshi menambahkan, dalam beberapa kasus kesedihan imigrasi, berhubungan dengan idealisasi tentang apa yang bisa terjadi jika orang itu tidak pergi.
this migratory grief about your illusions or fantasies about what you could have achieved or done had you stayed at home. Many of these things don't have to be rational. And many people sometimes feel guilty about feeling like this because they can see that in factual terms, they're probably better off in their new country. They have new friends. They may have a better economic situation. They might have things that we didn't have before.
Ia mengatakan masalah lain yang mungkin muncul, terutama di kalangan migran atau pengungsi ekonomi, adalah perasaan sedih pada saat pencapaian atau tidak dapat mengungkapkan kesedihan mereka secara terbuka karena rasa bersalah atau stigma dari orang yang selamat.
They may feel guilty about complaining about the things that they experience in loss about when relatives, loved ones are still back in the country of origin, dealing with much worse, often dangerous situations and so on. And that can be problematic because whenever you feel something but you don't take it out and acknowledge it, it makes it harder to think about it logically and to deal with the situation. And so it can begin to affect you. It is important to acknowledge it so that we can work through it.
Ketua Are You Okay, kelahiran India, Kamal Sharma, adalah CEO Resilum, sebuah perusahaan konsultan yang menawarkan pelatihan kepemimpinan dan strategis ketahanan. Ia mengatakan ketika ia pertama kali tiba di Australia, ia mengalami kesulitan memahami di mana yang cocok untuk dirinya. Seiring waktu, ia belajar bagaimana mengatasi perasaan terlantar dengan menerima bahwa identitasnya telah berubah. Meskipun Sharma mengakui reaksi ruang budaya dan bergaul dengan orang-orang dari latar belakang yang sama dapat memberikan tingkat kenyamanan dan kepastian bagi para migran baru, ia percaya sama pentingnya untuk terbuka terhadap orang dan pengalaman baru.
I think there are positive coping mechanisms and there are negative coping mechanisms. Positive coping mechanisms are around about exploring yourself in this new environment, letting go of things that may not serve you, taking on new ideas and new concepts that help you flourish. The negative ones is where you stick to your own group and therefore you're not challenged, trying to hold on to absolutely everything as it was at that point in time that you left. I think it's really critical to challenge yourself with new ideas, discovering who you are, what you are, and really exploring your identity in a different culture.
Pakar kesehatan mental mengatakan beberapa migran terus mengalami ketidakpastian dan perasaan campur aduk yang dapat menyebabkan keterlambatan dalam membuat kepentingan penting dalam hidup yang dapat menghambat stabilitas masa depan mereka. Kurangnya jaringan pendukung sering memperburuk perasaan kesepian, kecemasan, dan lekas marah. Kamal Sharma yang dilatih sebagai biksu mengatakan, berpartisipasi dalam budaya lokal tempat Anda tinggal dan menemukan cara untuk berintegrasi adalah cara untuk mengatasi masalah ini. Dalam kasusnya, ia melakukannya melalui keterlibatan dalam tim olahraga. Namun, selain mengambil langkah-langkah praktis seperti bergabung dengan suatu kegiatan atau klub, berolahraga atau bermeditasi, ada beberapa pendekatan filosofis yang dapat Anda terapkan tergantung apakah Anda lebih menyukai metode timur atau metode barat.
The Western literature that I've seen, it's about change management, thriving in change. It's about making sure that you can adapt to change. And I think that's to a certain degree a Western construct. What we focus on is impermanence. Because change requires you to go from one steady state, it changes to another steady state. Impermanence is about how do you surf and take advantage of the ebbs and flows of life. So for me, flowing through impermanence and accepting impermanence is much more powerful.
Terlepas dari keyakinan pribadi Anda, pakar kesehatan mental merekomendasikan untuk meningkatkan kesadaran diri Anda sendiri. Artinya, memeriksa perasaan Anda dan mencari bantuan jika Anda kewalahan. Dr. Blesky dari Beyond Blue menjelaskan, meskipun gejala kehilangan pada migran sering datang dan pergi selama bertahun-tahun, kesedihan berkepanjangan yang tidak terkendalikan dapat berkembang menjadi suatu yang lebih serius.
Often I'm asked, is this grief or do I now have a mental health condition? Perhaps I have depression. Particularly red flags for me is if it goes on for months and months, if there's a sense of hopelessness, and if it's pervasive, they're sad or despondent about everything. So there's no rays of light anymore. They're really feeling quite flat. The other thing that I look at is it affecting their day-to-day life, their capacity to have relationships, to work, to socialize?
Jika Anda menderita gejala akut tersebut, kunjungi dokter umum Anda atau hubungi hotline kesehatan mental seperti Lifeline atau Beyond Blue. Namun, pakar kesehatan mental mengatakan penting juga Anda merasakan dan memahami kehilangan Anda bila perlu. Mengalami kesedihan tidak sama dengan kelelahan atau kurangnya ketabahan. Tidak ada rumus sederhana untuk mengelola perasaan kehilangan ini. Itu adalah pribadi dan sangat kompleks. Jadi, apakah kesedihan bermigrasi dapat diselesaikan, atau apakah migran ditakdirkan untuk belajar bagaimana hidup dengannya?
Really good question. To a certain degree, any loss is trauma, and trauma can be dealt with two ways. You can cure the symptoms of trauma, or you can heal the trauma. I would say that we need to, both curing the symptoms of migration loss, but also healing. What's important there is to let go of the old and give place to the new. Choice is a big part of the healing process. You know, the word heal means to become whole again. So you start to become whole again in a new environment.
Demikianlah tadi sebuah rangkuman mengenai cara bagaimana menangani perasaan kesedihan bermigrasi yang disusun oleh Claudiana Blanco untuk SBS News dan disampaikan oleh Ricky Kusumo.
Sukai, berbagi, komentar. Ikuti SBS Program Bahasa Indonesia di Facebook.